It's a Tuesday, so let's do this.
Now on Money News, let's talk business. When business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB, more than money.
And it's a pretty important time of year for small businesses across the country. That inflation drop tomorrow we mentioned with Evan Lucas will dictate rate movements heading forward. With the federal budget in 3 weeks, there might be a clear path heading forward. This edition of Let's Talk Business is brought to you by NAB. Where business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB. More than money. Joining us to update the state of play is Julie Rinsky, a NAB executive for business banking, metro and specialised areas. And she joins me this evening on Money News. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Great to be here.
So, Julie, the economic environment has been something businesses have been watching for a good few years already, but more changes are likely to happen. And that could be through geopolitical or economic effects. But is the Australian economy well placed right now?
Well, we are having a bit of a tricky time navigating the environment, albeit we do feel pretty damn confident about Australia's underlying economic resilience. You know, inflation is one of those ones we haven't quite squashed yet, but it is heading in the right direction. And as we both know, inflation's pretty awful. You only have to talk to some customers and some business people who are really struggling with the price of groceries and businesses that are actually seeing a bit of a slowdown in some of their sales as well. But having said that, our country still is in a good position and we have an economy that is still growing.
You talk about inflation, but I guess if you look at retail spaces, they are bearing the brunt of the challenges right now. But there are some areas in which businesses can actually perform even more strongly in the tough times, aren't there?
Well, you know, it never ceases to amaze me just how adaptable and resilient Australian business owners are. And, you know, there is no doubt that there are some that are doing it tough. But, you know, if you look at areas like education and health and you look at lifestyle and family events, you just have to look at, you know, Taylor Swift coming to town, the F1, even, you know, local sporting events. People are really sort of being clever about how they spend their money. But retail itself is, you know, is struggling a bit, albeit, you know, the outlook still feels pretty positive.
Julie, we've talked about the record amount of insolvencies in the system right now, but the business cycle has always been imperfect. Now, the pandemic forced businesses into restructuring. Is that the case right now too?
Well, it is. And I think one of the things the pandemic really did teach us is that businesses learned how to navigate and they navigated really quickly. And I think that has stood them in good stead for what we're going through now. I sort of work on the premise people do want to be good with their money. You know, you never work on the basis that people don't want to pay or do things like that. So they've been really clever about it. But having said that, there are still some that, you know, sadly are not going as strong as they would have liked to and haven't been able to recover from, you know, the last couple of years.
Interest rates look like they'll remain at these high levels for longer. Do you think business is getting closer to understanding the equilibrium point under the new settings?
I think so. And it's, you know, I know they're high, but, you know, stability just gives people a level of confidence. As much as you may not like the rate, at least they're not sort of bouncing around as much as what they have in the past. And certainly, you know, higher levels of migration is actually helping people run their businesses because, you know, their staffing issues have always been a major issue. And I look at our latest business survey that's just come out and it showed that, you know, there certainly is some slowdown. Nobody's denying that. But there is also there's resilience as well. We anticipate the next two quarters will still be a bit tough, but then post that, it feels like there's going to be an uplift most definitely. We're lucky also with the unemployment at the moment. You know, whilst it has moved a wee bit, it is still, you know, still provides strong employment conditions. And I think whilst people are working, I think that just allows the economy to be stronger.
Last time we spoke, Julie, we mentioned supply chain issues, which have obviously got a lot better in recent months. Do some of the global political challenges pose a threat to this?
Well, of course, you know, we need to be alert because, you know, every day something new and terrible is happening, but it does feel like it has abated over the last 12 months, most definitely. And not only in terms of time to get things, but there's positive signs around easing in the costs as well. And progress is being made, there is no doubt. Importantly, looking forward, you know, it does look like there will be, you know, some stabilisation there, albeit we anticipate there could be some price growth and suggest businesses might need to sort of moderate a little more for that. But it is one of those ones that we do have to be alert to, because Australia's a long way from everywhere and we are reliant on those supply chains.
In terms of supply chain, the big issue, well, the big announcement tomorrow is going to be the drop in inflation that we're all predicting, that it'll have a 3 in front of it rather than a 4. But the other challenge that we've had, and I think you would have experienced it with a lot of small businesses you speak to, is they've gone from a labour shortage to now wage pressure, which is growing at maybe close to what the inflation number may be, in that 3% range. Is that what you're seeing from some of your customers?
Yeah, very much so. And whilst I think it has, that wage pressure is easing a bit, but as people feel it harder in the supermarket and at the petrol station, etc., the first lever they have is, I need to get paid more. So whilst migration is allowing them to have more options in terms of employment, there are some that, still need expertise, etc., so you've got to pay for it. And without doubt, I think that is going to have an impact on the inflation number.
Julie Rinsky, NAB Executive Business Banking Metro and Specialised. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday night on Let's Talk Business.
Scott, a delight as ever. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Business. When business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB, more than money.